If you would have told me that 13 seasons ago, I wouldn't believe you. Super fortunate, super blessed. It's just been, just to see the organization grow, be a part of it. I mean, I've been here for now over a third of my life.
Guys, I am excited because we got David Bodie right here, and everyone knows you for the walk-off home run, and you've been in the Cubs organization for a long time, but not many of you know David Bodie like I know David Bodie. I knew you when you were probably, what, 30, 40 pounds skinnier, 19 years old.
Right. So. 18 years old, maybe.
Oh, man. So, I mean, first of all, like, I remember seeing you come up, and you just got jacked, man. Like, what was the program that you got on right out of college?
Yeah, it was... you know, got drafted right out of college freshman year, and then, you know, you play for a summer, and then you have an off season to kind of build a foundation. And, you know, I saw some guys that were just bigger and stronger and faster that I just like, in order to keep up here, I gotta, you know, put in some work, put in some discipline to try to do that. And each year it kind of changes, whether it's kind of bulking or getting stronger or getting stronger leaning out. It just kind of varies of how I feel. A couple injuries there kind of limited some of the training I was able to do a couple years ago. So just kind of get back to like being able to lift and run and sprint and do all the things I wanted to do. It just kind of just varies. But as I'm getting older, it's a little bit more maintenance in that sense.
I'm telling you, 30s hurts, man.
Not as quick.
Yeah, there you go. So we were just talking about before we hit record, I was thinking that Hendricks had you by a year or two, but you've got him by 10 days in the organization.
10 days.
Is that a crazy feeling to know that you're the most tenured guy in the Cubs organization?
If you would have told me that 13 seasons ago, I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't believe you. Super fortunate, super blessed. It's just been, just to see the organization grow, be a part of it. I mean, I've been here for now over a third of my life, which is wild to think about. It's just been really cool to be a part of, for sure. Just to, you know, see the growth and be a part of them. I was in the minor leagues when they won the World Series, and then to be able to debut with them, and just to, I don't know, just, you know, Cubs fan for life now. It's been part of my life for so long that it's just like, really cool.
Yeah. How have you seen, I mean, you've got Rickett still as the owner, and Jed has been, you know, in the front office, but have you seen, just being here this long, the organization evolve before your eyes? You look back to that time and see how it's different in any way?
Yeah, I think the coolest part is seeing all the different people come through and leave and go do things with other organizations, you know, being a part of guys like Tim Cousins and Brandon Hyde and Aya Posey and coaches and staff and people that are coming in as like positional coaches and then going to be getting bench coaches and managers and just like seeing like the growth of other people as well as myself and having the impact that those people had in my career and then like them go on and do bigger things like that is just kind of like is one of the coolest things to see. Is just like the game becomes smaller as people go out because then you just the connections part is just really different organizations, different people, and different teams, and just like the community of baseball becomes smaller because then you have just like reaches across. And then this year with a bunch of new staff and like guys that were at the Rockies organization, just like having common interest, like common from being from Colorado, having common like people that you like, hey, you know this guy, you know that guy, hey, where do you live in Colorado? And just like it just starts like the communication, the personality, the connection piece of just people coming in and out is just kind of fun to see.
So, you know, with the injuries and everything that's kind of happened, you found yourself in the last year and a half spending a lot of time down in AAA in recovery. I guess I want to ask from you a couple things. Being down in the minors and seeing all the prospects and all the young guys come up, have you found yourself being in a leadership role for those guys? Or where has been your role for some of the younger guys that you've been around on a daily basis?
Yeah, definitely. You know, being the dad of the team, as they like to say it.
Are you the new Grandpa Rossi?
No. They just want to learn, and like they already know so much. They come into it with a lot of knowledge and how to do it. And like I'm really not giving them all that much. I try to do what I can. Like they're already so far ahead of where they need to be. But like if any, I could give them any sort of thing. I'd love to be there and just any type of help that I can give, you know, guys that are coming up and getting their feet wet in the big leagues and trying to achieve their dreams, just like I'm trying to do mine. Like, just it's part of just giving back and just being there for the guys that they're trying to do the same thing that I'm trying to do, and like let's just do it together.
That's awesome. So a lot of fans, right? They see the highlights of the the top 100 guys right now in the organization. They see the PCAs, they see the Kevin Alcantaras. Who's a guy that you spent some time with that you're like, man, this Chicago is going to have some fun with this guy when he's up there?
The one guy that comes to my mind this camp, I mean, you got guys like, obviously you got PCA, you got Mervis, you got Chase Strumpf is a good dude. There's a guy in minor league camp right now, Darius Hill, who's a really good dude. He's kind of a funny guy. The guy that I've gotten to learn a lot this year, the last couple of weeks, is Owen Casey.
Oh, okay.
I never got to talk to him until the last couple of weeks, and that dude is funny. He's a good dude. He works hard. He's very talented. He's very meticulous in his work that I appreciate. That's kind of how I am. I like to be meticulous and kind of stubborn in my work, and he's very similar in that way, and I think he's got a lot of good things going for him, and he's also a great dude. So
hey, I got to talk to him a little bit, and I asked him, what would you be doing if you weren't playing baseball? He said, I might be a farmer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I like that.
So that didn't surprise me. Well, you talked about being a dad. You're someone who has been, you know, I can just tell at the core of you, you're a family man. Can you talk about, this is a question I feel like a lot of people don't really know about a ball player, is just balancing family life and being away for so much and hit, you know, you're playing 162 games in a very short amount of time. How do you balance that? What's that like?
Very hard. It's a great question. The thing when I was drafted and I was married shortly after that, we've been married for 10 years. This will be year 11 and we got three kids, and we decided before we signed here in 2012, like, we were gonna do it together. Mm. That was like commitment. Like, if it ever was gonna pull us apart in like a spatially way, like, hey, we're gonna do this together. So like, they always come out wherever I'm at, you know, we're homeschooling. So like, that was something that we kind of committed to, of like doing it together. Like, this is what we're gonna do. You know, it changes in the different dynamics through where we are in the career and where we're at in our stage of life with babies or older toddlers. It kind of changes and you kind of be adaptable in that way. But the core of it all was like, we're gonna do this together. They're my team, like, they're part of it. Like, this, I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
I'm not here without them, for sure, and their support. So like, just to be able to, seeing them grow up and like being able to like remember some of these things, hopefully, like, you know, my daughter's 8 and I got 6-year-old boy and a 4-year-old boy, like, they run around like they own the place, and sometimes it's super fun. Like, they run on the baseball field, they want to come watch the games, they're invested in it, like, they love to work out and like all this stuff. It's pretty fun.
Are one of your boys gonna end up where you're at?
We'll see. If they want to.
I got one last question, and this was a cool moment for me. I was, you know, I saw you out at the field and you came up and said hi, and it got me talking to one of the fans next to me, and she said, you know, David met my son Braxton about a year ago, and then he just walked right up to him right now and said, hey, what's up, Braxton? And it was just like, whoa, like, I mean, that's a talent. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's, you just try to be aware.
Yeah.
It's obviously, you can't do it for everybody.
Yeah.
It's really hard to remember a lot of people, but like, that's something I try to do, is just, you want to take care of your fans, you know, especially the kids and the people, and just like, you know, they're, it's taking time to watch you play a game and provide entertainment. And so I'm not perfect at it by any means, but you just try to be conscious of who's in the stands and being, you know, like, you want their experience to be great.
Yeah.
And you just want them to walk away being like, that was a fun day at the park. Cause like, that's what, when I was a kid, like, I wanted to go to a game and, you know, I was too scared to ever ask for a ball or ask for an autograph, but like, I enjoyed my time being there. And so like, you just wanted people to leave having a good time, and just being like, that was a good experience, I want to do that. I think that's part of growing the game, and like, people getting excited to come watch in this kind of situation where you got a little bit more access in spring training than you do in the season.
Yeah.
So you just try to be aware of who's around and like, remember faces. If they're, hey, you remember me? I'm like, yeah. And so
I lied, I have one more question. I can't have an interview with David Bodie without talking about the Grand Slam. Is that just like the coolest thing for you to know that you're ingrained in? I mean, you see all these things once a year, the top 10 Cubs games, and you're on that list. Is that just so cool?
It is. There's a joke in last year, AAA, it was like, people scrolling through Instagram like, Bodie, it's up here now, it's on my feed. And they're like, oh, it's like they made a thing like, if they saw it on Instagram on the word, whatever, they had to come tell me that the highlight came up on their algorithm feed or whatever. And so, I mean, super blessed. It was fun. It was a cool moment for sure. I mean, I wish I remembered more of it, yeah. But.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that my friend doesn't remember who was at that game. He left in the eighth inning because his phone was about to die, and I give him crap for it every time I see him now. So. David, you're the man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.